Okay, good morning. We're in Parakhop and Hilchos Yisurei Bia. We only have three parakhim left in the Yisurei Bia. This parak will focus on what's interesting is basically the status of Kohanim today. When I say today, a lot of these halachas for some reason aren't applied today, but as you'll see in these various halachas, the question of exactly how a Kohen proves his status as being a Kohen is very, very important. So he says in Halacha Aleph, he says, Kol Kohanim bizmanazeh bechazaka. So he says, all Kohanim today, and being post-Beis HaMikdash, their status as being a Kohen comes about through a chazaka. It's assume they're a Kohen, right? Bechazaka heim Kohanim. Beinu chanela bekotrei kvul. Right? So since it's a chazaka that they're Kohanim, so therefore they cannot, what do you call it? They can only eat, let's say, Oakland and set aside for them within Eretz Yisrael. Who shetia truma shel divrei, and this only refers to truma de midrabban. About truma shel Torah, okay, but when it comes to deraisa truma, the challah shel Torah, or deraisa challah, which we'll get to soon, ein ochel osa ela kohen yuchas. Only a kohen who we can prove that his yuchas is from a family of kohanim. We can show genealogically, based on what we learned before in the previous parak, that he's definitely a kohen. Then he'll be able to have what it called Doraisa Chala and Doraisa Truba. Halacha Beis. Now, Ezehu Kohen Miyuchas. So, what is a Kohen Miyuchas? Kol Shehidolo Shnei Eden Shu Kohen Ben Poni HaKohen, Uponi Ben Poni HaKohen. All right, so in order to prove a genealogical Kohen from Yuchsin, what has to happen is that you have to have two witnesses come along that say he's a Kohen, okay, and that he's the son of this Kohen and the son of a son of a Kohen. Meaning his grandfather's Kohen, ad ish she'enot tzarech bedika, until you get to a person who himself wouldn't require bedika. Who a Kohen, she'shimish al-kabim izbeach. This is the hard part. That would refer to a Kohen who actually served in the temple. So if you went from top down, it would mean the Kohen who served in the temple becomes the vada Kohen, and then you need Adem to testify that, let's say, his son was a Kohen, and then his grandson, etc. That's a Kohen miyuchsin. She'il lo bad ku bezin agadol acharav, because Beis Din, right, Sanhedrin had to inspect the genealogy of the Kohen in order to allow him to work in the Beis HaMikdash. The Vikachim Bodkin Amisbeach Umala, right, that's why you don't go past the point of working in the temple. Lomin has Sanhedrin Vamala, or past working Sanhedrin. Shem Amonim is Sanhedrin, El Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Yuchasim. Because only Kohanim and Levim and Yisraelim, what do you call it, where they're their genealogy has been worked out, those are the only ones who are allowed to go ahead and work in the Beis HaMikdash or be in Sanhedrin. Now, the Rambam deviates a bit to let us know, in Halacha Gimel, Chala b'zman hazeh, without getting to the lachas of Chala, Chala today, v'afilu be'eretz Yisrael, ein shel Torah. So when we're mafresh Chala today, it's midrabban. Shnei amar b'vo'achem el aretz, bias kulchem v'lo bias b'ksasem. So the reason why, it's very interesting, the reason why Chala is midrabban today is because the entire Jewish nation has not returned to Eretz Yisrael. It's only when we're all in Eretz Yisrael that Chala Midoraisa applies. U'kisha'alu bimei Ezra, lo alu kulam, and in the times of Ezra, by the Second Temple, not everyone came to Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Truma b'zman hazeh shel divrei Zofrim. Truma today also is the Rabbanan. L'vikach ochlam osa kohanim shebizmaneinu shehem b'chazaka. So since Truma today is Midrabbanan, that's why Kohanim today, who do not get established based on Yuchos, but based on the Chazaka, could or should partake of Truma Midrabbanan. Now, if two witnesses come along and say that they saw somebody eating truma deraisa, right? Meaning, obviously, he's a kohen. Harei miyuchas. That's considered a miyuchas establishment of the kohen. They malum yuchsin, right? Lo, what do you call it? Lo menesias kapayim, lo mekriya b'torah rishon, lo mechila truma b'beis agranos, v'lo api edecha, right? But we don't say a kohen has established Yichus Kehuna just because he duchen, for example, or because he got the first Aliyah, though, or with one witness. These are not arayers or proofs that this Kohen is a Kohen Miyuchas. Halacha hey. Now, Kohen Miyuchas, Shamar B'nizeh Kohen Hu. Once a Kohen who is Miyuchas says, my son is a Kohen, Im Malan Oso L'Yuchsin Alpiv, Ach Yavi Edim Shehu B'no. What's interesting is that just because a Kohen says, who's established in Yichus, my son is a Kohen, that's not sufficient. You need witnesses to come along and say definitively that this child is his son. Halacha vav. Now, kohen miyuchas sheyatzah hu v'ishto. Right? So let's say a, what it called? let's say, what do you call it? A Kohen who we know that he's through his genealogy, he's a Kohen. Him and his wife go away. Shiadanu shehik shera lemedina acheres. Okay, so him and his wife travel somewhere else. Ubahu vehi, right? Ubanim kruchen acharan. And let's say when they come back, what do you call it? They have children who relate to them as if they're their parents. Vamar isha shiyatzas imi hizu ve'elu banea. And he says, the woman that went together with me, this is my wife still, and these are my kids. He doesn't have to go ahead and bring witnesses to buttress his claim about his kids. Now, Mesa, let's say he says she died, and these are her kids. Now, he has to bring witnesses to testify that these are his kids. But he does not need to bring witnesses to establish the kashrus of his, of their mother. Why? Because when they went away on vacation, they went with the chazaka that she was a kosher woman. Halacha zayin. Now, yatsa kohen miyuchas medina acheres. Let's say a kohen who, again, his genealogy has been established and he goes to Japan. Ubahu v'ishto vanov, and he goes with his entire family. Vamar, and he says as follows. Isha zu nasasi, right? So I marry this woman. Ve'elu banei, and these are my kids. Then he would have to establish that a proof that this, his wife is kasher. But he does not need witnesses about his kids. As long as the kids are relate to him like a father. Okay, let's say he comes with two wives. Right, and he only has a proof of one of the two being kasher. Even if his kids are small and they relate to her. He must bring a proof for both of them, Shema Banav Minacheresin, because it's possible the kids came from the other wife, right? But they relate to her as if she's the mom. Allah Ches. Now, Bahu Uvanov, let's say he comes together with his kids and says, Amar Isha Nasasiu Mesa, I married a woman and she died, Ve'elu Banea, right? And these are her kids. Maybe Adim Shosa Isha Kshera, I saw Ve'elu Banea. Now he needs witnesses that both she was Kasher and that these are her kids. We apply the same halacha to establish the lineage of Yisrael and of a Levi. And only after that can we testify about his son, and then only when his genealogy has been established in such a manner that can we now say that he's able to go ahead and join Sanhedrin. Okay, halacha test. Now, this is interesting as well. A document attesting, an affidavit attesting to the lineage of a Kohen doesn't work. Ketza, Hare Shahaya Kosa Bishtar Ploni, Kohen Lova Biploni, Vilvo, Kafakaf, right? By Edim Ilmata. Let's say it says on a loan document that a Kohen either borrowed or lent, whatever it might be, right? So and so Kohen, and their witnesses are signed. Imach Zikam Hem Kohen, Zeshum Yuchas, right? We can't say for sure that this Kohen is actually, as it comes from a lineage of Kohanim, Shemelo Eidu El Malva, because maybe they signed up only with regard to the loan itself. So this would not be a good mechanism to ascertain the genealogy of the Kohen. Aval the Chazaka, but it would work for Chazaka, Shia Kohen, Kohen is Manze, right? So, but it would be enough on the contract if it says that he's a Kohen as a Chazaka, V'ilcho Truma V'chal, Shadibre Sofram, then he can eat Truma and Chal Midirbanon, V'shar Kachay Gvul, Malam in Ashtara. So an affidavit is good enough to establish a Kohen Bichazaka. Thou Piet Echad, Messias Kapayim, but Kriya Batara Rishon. So too, and this is important for today, whether it's one witness or him getting the first Aliyah or Duchening, those all are adequate in establishing a Kohen Shal Chazaka, but they do not establish a Kohen Shal Yichus. Allah Yud, Bechain, called Kohen Shomar Benizek Kohen, right? Any Kohen that says, my son's a Kohen, Nemel Machilu Betruma, Vilioso Becheskas Kohen, the Chazaka can travel to his son as well. He doesn't have to bring a proof for his sons and his wife. It's only for a Kohen Miyuchas, not for a Kohen Chazaka. Halach Yud Aleph. Now, Shnayim Shabal Medina Zeh. Let's say two people come to a city. Omer Ani V'Chaverai Kohen. All right. V'Zeh Omer Ani V'Chaverai Kohen. So one guy says, me and my friend are Kohanim. And the other guy says, me and my friend are Kohanim. Afi Shanirin K'gomlin Zeh Zeh. Even though it seems like that they're really in cahoots together. They believe they get a status of being of a chazaka of a kohen. And let's say a witness comes along and says, I saw this guy duchen or shachal b'truma, he ate truma or shachalak al goren or shakar b'torah rishon, the karach of Levi, or another classic example from today. I saw him get the first aliyah, and Levi read afterwards. Then machzikin osa b'kun apip. We trust that he's a kohen based on his testimony. V'cheinim eich zek korah sheni b'torah acher kohen machzikin osa levia. So too, if a guy comes along and says, "I saw this guy get the second aliyah," right? You can say, you can use that as a raya that he's a Levi mechazaka. Alach yud beis na heich shiroz zeh shechalak im echav beizden truma. Let's say someone comes to court and says as follows, that he saw a person, him and let's say his brother, divide Shuma, Shaniach Lanavian, that their father left to them, a Kohen, that's not enough to establish him as a Kohen. Shemachalahu, because it could be he's a Chalal. Velacha Chelek Yerushasim and Shuma Lamachra. And maybe he's just taking a Chelek of his inheritance from the Shuma that was sold. So that wouldn't be good enough. Alach Yudgimel. Now Mishabab is Manazeh, right? Let's say today someone comes along and says, Amar Kohenani. He says, I'm a Kohen. This happens today. If a guy shows up to shul, you don't recognize, and he says, I'm a Kohen, Eino Ne'eman. He is not to be believed. Ve'im malin oso l'kuhuna al piatzmo. He is not allowed to go ahead and act like a Kohen based on his own testimony about himself. V'lo yukir b'tor rishon. He doesn't get the first aliyah. V'lo yisaz kapa. He doesn't dochen. V'lo yochav b'kotche yegvol. He wouldn't eat, for instance, shumad b'mid rabbanan. Ad she'alo eidachad. He needs somebody else to come along and testify that he is an actual Kohen. Okay. Aval, the problem is like this. Once he says to people he's a Kohen, Osar Atzma Bakusha Bazona Bakala. He can no longer marry a divorcee. All the stringencies apply. Or a Zona Bakala. Benimatama Mason. He can't be Matama Mason. In Nasa O Nitma Loke. He would get actual Malkus if he went ahead, for instance, and married a Grusha. Manevelis, Safe Chala. Right. And if he ended up having sexual relations with a woman, it's a Safe Chala. With one of these women, like a Grusha, it's a Safe Chala. So this is actually how the Rambam Paskins would work today for Kohanim. Now, however, let's say a person makes, in passing conversation, makes certain statements about a person being a Kohen, that would actually would accept. For instance, so you don't need a true eight. There was a story where one person was saying in the middle of a conversation, I remember when I was a child, and I was riding, I was on my father's shoulders, he took me out of school. He went ahead and took off my clothes and put me to the mikvah in order to go ahead and have truma. Right? And my, my friends moved away from me. They said to me, Yochanan, who eats chala. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said, this person's a Kohen, Alpi Atzmo, based on this alone. So there is one, this is the small, only way, so to speak, that a Kohen today can establish that chazaka without an aid. Halacha tesvav. Now, Neman Gadol Lomar, okay, we trust an adult to be says as follows, Zachar Nika Shisi Tinok V'isi Ploni Tovel, V'ilcha B'truma L'Erev, U'machzik Naso B'kunaso B'kuna Be'duso. So let's say an adult comes along and says, I remember when I was a child that I saw that guy go ahead and go to the mikvah and eat truma that night, okay? He's that we say about the person he's testifying about, that person is a Kohen. Misha Babin's Manazeh, so if someone comes today and says as follows, Omar Kohen Ani, okay, I'm a Kohen, Ve'eid Echon Me'ilo, Sh'ani Yodesh Aviv Shalzeh Kohen, and the witness comes along and says, I know that his father's a Kohen, Eimal Nasol L'Kohuna Be'eid Azu, Shema Chalal, we don't let him Dochen, for example, based on this, because maybe he's a Chalal, right? Ad Sh'yayit Shizeh Kohen, until a witness comes along and says, this guy's a Kohen. Let's say his father had a chazaka as being a Kohen, or two witnesses come along and say that the father is a Kohen, then he can rely on the chazaka of his father to say that he too is a Kohen. Now, let's say we know through chazaka that the father is a Kohen, and a rumor goes out, Shehu ben Grusho, Chalutza, that he's a son of a grusha, which means a chalal, choshalom ridanoso. So then we pay attention to that and we reduce him, we lower him from his status. Ba'id echad acharkach, let's say a witness comes afterwards, v'hei ishu kasher, and then says that he's kasher, malnoso kuhuna alpiv. Then we reinstate him, we re-elevate him back to a status of a kohen based on that testimony. Now, bo shnayim edem acharkach, let's say two witnesses came after that, v'heidu shu chalal, and they say he's a chalal, ridanoso min kuhuna. We lower him level from kuhuna. Ba'id echad ve'eid shu kasher, Let's say one witness comes along and says he's kosher, we would raise it back to Kohen, because the last witness ties together to the first witness. Two say he's kosher, two say he's pasul. They kind of cancel each other out. Right, and then the rumor is goes away, and the two become like 100. And therefore, he remains as a Kohen based on the chazak of his father being a Kohen. Okay, Alach Yud Zayin, Isha Shalosh Shasal Shalosh Harashim Achar Baila V'Yolda. As we know, the halacha is that after divorce, a woman has to wait 3 months before she gets remarried. Let's say she didn't. Let's say she got remarried within that 3 month period of time, and then she gives birth. Vein Yadua im Ben Tisha LaRishon or Ben Shiva LaAchron, and we don't know if it's a child basically from the first or new husband. Le'achem Hen Kohen Beshen Yisrael. Let's say one husband was a Kohen. And the other one's a Yisrael, Hariz is Safek Kohen. The child is a Safek Kohen. Bechach in this Arif, Vlad Kohen, Bevlad Yisrael. Let's say, God forbid, if the son of a Kohen and the son of Yisrael are mixed up, the Dilu Hatarovis, Kolechaman, Safek Kohen. And they grow up together, each one is a Safek Kohen. Vinosin Allah, so on each child, gets Chomer Yisrael, the Chomer Kohanim, both the stringencies of a Kohen and of Yisrael. Nosin Nashem or Uyos the Kohen. They can marry women all that only Kohanim can marry. They can't be Matam Mes. Below Ochlim Betruma, they can't eat Truma. And not only that, even Dasu Grusha, Motsian, Vein Alokin. And if they married a Grusha, they have to get divorced, but they would not get Malkus. Allah Yudhas. Now, Shnei Kohanim, Shnei Sarbo, Vlado Sehem. Let's say the sons of two Kohanim become mixed up. Oasis Kohen Shaloshas, Achabaila Shoshal Kadashim, Nasas Kohen Acher. Or let's say a woman gets divorced from Kohen A, doesn't wait 3 months and marries Kohen B. Ben Yaduim Ben Tishal Rishon Ben Shival Achron. We don't know which Kohen was the father. Nosin Lo Al Vlad Chomer Shneim. Right now the Vlad gets the Chomers of both. Who owned a land? Ahein owned a love. Okay, he must hold by being an Onen, which we'll get to. That is by Avelus. Ahein owned a love. Who a Matam Elahem? Ahein ain't a Matam Lo. He cannot be Matam them, and they can't Matam him. And he would go to the Mishmar in the base of Mikdash for both Kohanim fathers, Vein Cholik, okay, and he would not get a portion, for instance, of Truma. And if they were both together, one Mishmar, Beisav Echad, no Tochelik Echad. If they're both from the same Mishmar and from the same Beisav, which we'll get to in later on in Hilchos in Avoda, no Tochelik Echad. Then he would get one Chelik. Okay. Halach Yates, Babed Varamura, Bizman Shein Boy Mikolach Nisuin. So the case of four applies only when the relationships with the Kohanim involve the Yisuin, actual marriage. Aval biznus, let's say the Kohanim had an inappropriate relationship, gazru chachamim, shemishtakin oso medin kahuna klal. Okay? This chacham come along and say that the kid, right, that's born, all his Kohanic privileges are suspended. Ho ven yodei avi vavadai, because we don't know ultimately who his father was. Shenemar vayisolo zaru acharav, ad shiyah zaru miyuchas acharav. So since we can't tie back his yuchos clearly, that's why he gets stripped of his Kohanic privileges. And finally, Allah Chakof, I will stop here. Ketzah, for example, Asara Kohanim Shapir Shechamahem. Let's say you have 10 Kohanim, one of them separated from the group, Ubal, right? And he had sexual relations with a woman, right? Without telling her that she was a Kohen, that he was a Kohen. Shari Havlad Kohen Vadai, okay? And so we'd say that the son is definitely a Kohen. V'af Bichain, but he doesn't know his father. She's Yachislo, right? So he doesn't know definitively who his father is, okay? And can't do Yichus to him. Mishtakin Asom within Kohuna. So his Kohanic, his privileges are suspended. They know Ovid. He can't do a vote on the Mikdash, for the Ochal, doesn't get a Truma, or Korbanos, for the Cholik, the Nitol Mesim, and also Grusha. However, if he goes ahead and is Metame to Mes or marries Grusha, he gets Malkos Loka, because she ain't Khan Safaketer. Because there's no issue here, there's no suffix, no doubt, when it comes to him being mutter. Okay, that ends Parakaf. We'll stop here, and we will pick up Parakaf Aleph tomorrow.